May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Today I'll be discussing videos and articles of the week that you'll never see or hear in the lamestream media. And these are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, also known as the time of Revelations, or the Great Awakening, which is the Aquarian frequency shift, the 5D quantum shift to the quantum age of unified field conscience with effective sensory perception. Obviously, we're not there yet, but here's to it. In the image and likeness of God, love, source, I am, or the Aquarian, we are. This is the big drama on the world stage right now. The Aquarian frequency shift is bringing light to dark places within and withal. The dark side deep state is thus disintegrating, while a high state of conscientious common sense is integrating, mostly behind the scenes, but it's emerging. We're seeing signs of the times. The zeitgeist is manifesting with all kinds of indications that there's a great awakening. And for those who have been following the 2022 Great Turnaround series, you know we have arrived at that long prophesied time when Aquarian cosmic love goes mainstream in form and frequency, as in frequently, in the hearts and minds and souls of global netizens worldwide. So this is the Great Awakening to Revelations, a deep dive into both the crisis and a vast array of Aquarian solutions to the crisis. That's the good news. Our Aquarian divine destiny is manifesting. More on that later. But first, a cosmic weather report. Right now, the quantum field astrology gives some insight into mass psychology with the sun exactly aligned with Venus in the last degree of Libra, where Venus is exalted, with a cosmic sense of balance, beauty, and harmony, which I'll try to bring to the show today. Mercury is also in the sign of Libra, and Mercury's in a grand trine with Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Aquarius. So this is a good time for a higher mental discussion of world affairs that are coming to a head before the midterm elections. There's also a finger of God pattern in the heavens, which focuses the energies of Neptune and Uranus on Mercury for more higher mental discernment. The moon is in the last degree of Virgo, moving into Libra tomorrow, so let's hope the world affairs will see more balance, justice, and fairness in the coming days. The sun in Libra is aligned with Venus, so there is some balanced harmony and beauty going on. It's a gorgeous day here in Montana, and I'm going dancing tonight. And with all respect to the astrology, psychology, and zeitgeist of our times, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. Cosmic love just makes it probable, you know, the gold standard for an Aquarian golden age. So here we go with some cosmic love for your conscientious evolution, revolution, revelations. I'll be discussing three recent compendiums published this last week. First will be the currency, how currency hyperinflation is imminent. Kind of serious subject there. On the heels of that, it's big war is brewing. And then we've got the real Anthony Fauci. So without further ado, I am going to go into currency hyperinflation is imminent. This is no time to sleep with eyes wide open. The woke will be broke if they don't awaken. Get a grip, because we'll need more than hoping. So prepare now and you won't feel forsaken. Be aware of what's coming, folks. Prepare now while you can. It's kind of a serious compendium, but these are serious times. I'm going to be going into a little bit of the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo tonight, because I want to give a cosmic perspective on things. I want to have a little equilibrium, like I say, a little harmony, balance, and justice with it all. But, you know, it's better to know better than get blindsided. So here's to it. I go through three videos in this first compendium. Now, again, those who are maybe new to the show, you may not realize that I'm going through these narratives of these three compendiums that are at my HeartCom Network website. Those who are watching the show know that, you know, who watch the show on a regular basis, know you can pull up these three compendiums at the HeartCom Network. And, excuse me, I'm going to get a drink of water here. And you can pull up these three compendiums at the HeartCom Network website, where I have an archive of these shows. And you can just Google HeartCom Network. It'll come right up the top. And you'll see there the last three compendiums or the last three articles, videos I'll be going through tonight. And you can follow along with the narrative. Of course, the podcast, which will be up in a few days, you can pause the podcast anytime to watch the videos and articles and have your own custom multimedia shows. So I'm just giving an orientation now. Some of you who, you know, I mean, you can pull up these compendiums now on that website in another window on your personal computer. I don't know about your smartphone, but anyway, I'll be going through that now. I'm into the first one, Currency Hyperinflation Imminent. And there's three videos that we'll be going into what's the controlled demolition of the banking system. Now, I've been discussing this for several years, how this has been coming. The first video I've published twice already because it's really exceptional. I mean, it has 23 million views since March 2nd of this year. And it's had 23 million views because it gets forwarded a lot. It's very balanced. It's brilliant. It's called Changing World Order: Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order. And it gives the dynamics, the history, and the context of what's going on with the economy right now and how we're in, you might say, a disintegration, collapse of the old system and integration of a new system. And the second video came out just a few days ago. Well, this was a week ago that I published this, but it goes into the new world reserve currency with a gold standard. The new world reserve currency of the BRICS nations will kill the U.S. dollar. It's happening with the coming gold standard, ready or not. And I've been talking about this, portents of this, over the last year or two. But it's happening now. I mean, this is big drama on the world stage. Right before the midterm elections, I'll be going into some of the things that can be happening. I mean, you know, I'm kind of wide waiting for the next shoe to drop, you know, to see if there's going to be a false flag or, I mean, some big drama on the world stage. Let's pray for harmony and balance and centered, connected frequency of holy compassion, love, you know, heart coherence, you know, in the meantime. And, you know, you don't want to go into anxiety, folks. You know, anxiety and fear is like praying for what you don't want. So let's, you know, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. And then there's a third video that goes into the untold history of the corrupt financial system that must be broke before we can, you know, all agree on a fix. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, a lot of people are kind of there. They don't see the problem. They're not ready for, a lot of people are not ready for a really dramatic shift to a gold standard. most people can't believe that's going to happen because they don't see how this, the system we've got now is corrupt as hell. You know, when I say that, I mean, it's these three videos make a very comprehensive case for what's going on with controlled demolition of the economy so that there can be a rebuild. Some people call it a reset, you know. Not in terms of the World Economic Forum of the, you know, of the power elite in Davos, but in terms of a new global system that which I'll be going into. So the big question is, you know, what will replace the fiat, you know, the fake currency system we have now, going back to the Federal Reserve system brought in 2013, you know, by the so to speak, Federal Reserve, which is neither federal and has no reserves. Federal Reserve is a banking system, is a private banking system that was foisted on the United States government. We've had it more than 100 years. And the, you know, basically the corruption, the fault of that system is self-evident now. And there's going to be a new system. The answer will be, we'll see a new QFS, quantum financial system, supposedly going into place quietly now. And we're either going to see the QFS, you might say, this quantum financial system, or we're going to see a digital retrofit of the old system. And then I give an article called that explains what the digital retrofit will look like. And the caption of that article is, "Financial oligarch says that central banks will have absolute control in the coming cashless society." Now, again, this is the way things are going now. This is what the Davos crowd, you know, the World Economic Forum and the power elite, the central banksters worldwide are pushing for. So this is a video which initially surfaced in 2021, and it's gained renewed interest after announcements from the Biden administration and other governments regarding the development of central bank digital currencies called CBDCs for short. And this currency is federally issued but takes the digital form of crypto credit and is being promoted as the means to usher in a cashless society. As you probably know, the same corrupt usury-based currency model that created the current currency inflation death spiral has their solution with these digital CBDCs, you know, digital IDs, digital tracking, and a digital social credit system that big tech created for the Chinese Communist Party. Now, most people listening to the show who have been into what's going on know what I'm talking about. It may sound a little arcane to some of you, but, you know, I'll be fleshing it out pretty much in these three compendiums today. There's another article here of Kanye West that was canceled by Chase Bank and basically saying social credit scores are here. So this article goes on to explain that central bank CBDCs are coming, and they can be used as socially credit scores, so that if you don't comply with government policies, basically you will be limited with your credit scores and won't be able to travel, won't be able to, you know, buy certain things, and you'll be, so to speak, punished. And this is the system they have in communist China. That's how they keep the masses there, what, a billion people under control with these social credit scores. Of course, it's the opposite of freedom as we know it. It's the inversion, subversion, and perversion of free agency and our constitutional rights as we know it. But it's good to understand that these central bank CBDCs are an oxymoron, you know, a contradiction in terms, because they claim blockchain security while compromising blockchain purity, person to person. And blockchain is just basically an online accounting system. And the value of blockchain is security and person to person transfers of value through the internet. And it makes it secure. But the CBDCs aren't a true blockchain purity. It's an oxymoron because the bank is a middleman who takes a fraction of the action, you know, parasitic usury, or could block your account and strip your funds, you know, cancel culture, for politically incorrect dissidents. I mean, remember when Trudeau, what he did in Canada, taking money out of the truckers' bank? Well, that's an example. What can happen? You know, if you don't follow government policies, well, they'll just strip the money out of your account. Now, PayPal tried this a week ago, or 2 weeks now, and they lost $6 billion in market capital in a week. And I have a cartoon on that. So PayPal and Tech Tyranny, there's an article by Rob Braxman on YouTube. He explained how PayPal published a rule to fine users $2,500 if they judge that a user spreads disinformation. I mean, PayPal is connected to your bank account, and if PayPal doesn't agree with the information you put out, they can say it's different information, and they can strip the money out of your account, $2,500. This is what they came out with a news release, and then they backtracked on it after they had a massive flight of PayPal users, and lost, like I say, billions of dollars, $6 billion in market capital. I mean, is this the job of a tech company? I mean, you think of Facebook. I mean, what if the phone company listened in on your conversations and they didn't like what you were saying and shut you off? I mean, this is basically what PayPal was doing. And this is what communists do. They spy on you and then limit what you can buy and do if you challenge their lockstep social credit system. So here's another article in China. It's you spy, I spy, we all spy for Xi spy. Xi Jinping, you know, the president or the head of communist China, is a technocrat who has mastered technocracy's prime goal of the science of social engineering with social credit system. So China now has 370 network cameras per 1,000 citizens. We're talking about a billion citizens now. Meaning that no one can escape daily surveillance and quick retribution if you make an unapproved move. I mean, this is the sinister reality of scientific dictatorship, and it's spreading to the whole world. It's also what a corporatocracy does, you know, the deep state, to profit from disaster capitalism, you know, creating emergencies to create emergency powers, which they use to basically plunder the masses. So both the far left and extreme right plan on making a killing, you know, crisis management, literally, while the vast majority are silent. So I'm sounding the alarm. Action plan. Time to stock up on food essentials before prices go exponential. If you have a pantry with food reserves, stock up on Swedish pollen extract, nutraceutical grade royal jelly, optimizing your immune system to manage inordinate stress. This is what sponsors the show, folks. The Swedish pollen extract royal jelly, which is the highest grade nutritional supplement on the market. Worldwide, it's being used by medical doctors in drip IVs for immunotherapy. I mean, it's a supplement that you can consume to strengthen your immune system, optimize your health, and manage inordinate stress. So network this message. This is what you can do, this action plan. You can network this message to family and friends, and this may be the best way to help them unless you plan on feeding them. You know, basically this message is action plan, stock up on food essentials before prices go exponential. Because we're looking at, you know, all signs indicate we're looking at some bumps in the road ahead. I mean, you know, there's major, it's obvious that the powers that be have been using inordinate fear to compel the masses to go on the vaccines, to do lockdowns, wear masks, etc. And I'm going to be going into more of what they plan on doing. I mean, remember that the same lamestream media who created mass mania lockdowns for, quote, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, unquote. They spent the last 2 years flattening democracy. You know, basic freedoms in a representative republic. So they're in on the fix. The media's in on the fix. And you're basically on your own in terms of you've got to decide, you know, signs of the times, handwriting on the wall, tribulations inbound. Perhaps this reality show, this giant global reality show, is like a classic Hallmark movie with unrequited love until the great turnaround. So that's the theme I've been writing about all year, the 2022 great turnaround. So care to prepare and share, network freely, pay it forward. Love in action is forgiving. So these are kind of three short compendiums. That was the first one. It finishes up with a cartoon called The Exorcist, and it shows the silhouette of an elephant, I guess, representing the Republican Party, at the gates of the White House. The Exorcist, going to exorcise the Democrats from Congress to the midterm elections, I guess, is the message. We'll see. The second article. Reality report. Big war is brewing. Please be aware and prepare. This is kind of a big theme right now. We're on the cusp of a lot of changes. A lot of things can happen. It's good to understand what the context is, because the lamestream media, as it reports stuff, it's all half-truths and outright, you know, propaganda. Most people listening to the show know that, or they wouldn't be listening to the show. You know, seeking an alternative with some, again, the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, what's going down? So if you read my last compendium that I just finished reading on the deepening inflation crisis, you know my pure intent is to prepare your heart and mind for a coming ordeal with the economy, the supply chain, and global disorder. Like I say, we could be, you know, tribulations, bumps in the road. We could be on the threshold of some serious times. You know, we're in a serious, serious recession. Looks like it's deepening. Something big is about to happen. So I'll go into it with a video and article from yesterday. Well, this was, again, just last week. But we're talking about, you know, some fast-breaking news without the mainstream views. This is alternative media. It's alternative to lamestream media. So give this some due diligence and some discernment. And then you decide how to prepare and do what you incarnated to do. You know, your part in the great awakening. So I reference here, skip to the bottom for an inspirational message. That's a beautiful message. Now, some people, as they read my compendiums, which, again, I send these out weekly or biweekly sometimes. If you read these messages, you'll know that I always often say skip to the bottom for an inspirational messages, because a lot of people don't want to, in these compendiums, get into the deep, heavy, you know, the strong meat. You know, I call them, these compendiums, love sandwiches, you know, with light and love on the front end and the back end, and strong meat in the middle. So my senior generation has seen a lot of war and rumors of war, but this is different. What we're seeing now is clear signs of war with Russia and China. God forbid, but I mean, again, the signs of the times, I mean, it's coming out. I'm getting a lot more material than I publish on a repeating pattern, common pattern, kind of common sense of what's coming down. I mean, I'd like to believe that the white hats will swoop in, command the airwaves, flutter minds with the truth, and save the day, as a QAnon friend keeps telling me. We'll see. You know, I'm open. I'd love to see that. You know, it's I want to believe that. I've been hearing this, though, since the last presidential election was hijacked. And then there was 2 years when fear of death by an invisible enemy distracted us from the enemy within the gates. You know, the Bill Gates within the gates. Those white hats better move fast, because the black hats are making their move to distract us once again. I mean, this time to provide cover for the collapsing U.S. dollar, by a big war is desired by deep state desperados whose time is short. That would be one timeline. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that'd be one timeline. So consider how the White Hats how the White Hats handle the collapsing economy and global war portents must begin by turning around the current headlong rush into big war, as is explained thoroughly by Mike Adams in yesterday's video. Again, this was about a week ago. This was October 17th. An amazing video. Powerful video. A lot of stuff in this video that is shocking. Revelations. And this is a Health Ranger report. Again, the headline was Russia's second wave attack on Ukraine now appears imminent. Massing for trainloads of Russian soldiers coming in, warplanes. Biden is also another part of this caption is that Biden wages economic war against China's semiconductor industry. This is a heavy story. We're talking about a global crisis, a mass extinction level event as far as nature is concerned, and the death of species and plants and, you know, different all kinds of animal and insect species dying off, like 70% die off, you know, the last few decades. So the part of this article is, you know, how China is being forced to attack the U.S. as a matter of their economic survival. Same playbook as with World War II Japan, when the U.S. embargoed Japan because they wanted to get Japan they wanted to get the U.S. into the war, and they had to be attacked by Japan. They were going to do that, so they set Japan up to where it was a survival matter of them attacking Pearl Harbor, attacking the United States. Of course, the U.S. then came into the war, and the rest is history. Most people don't know that the same thing is going on with Biden blockading, quarantining, isolating China's semiconductor industry, you know, blockading, yeah, good way of putting it. And this is serious. I mean, you know, this is a major part of China's economy. So Mike Adams goes, Mike Adams got an edge to him. I mean, he really nails it, you know, hot and heavy. Some people consider him over the top, but he's a truth teller par excellence. So we have to look at, you know, what's going on. Will China attack Taiwan while Russia attacks Kiev? I mean, I don't want to believe that will happen, but we'll see in a few days or weeks. But the signs are there. You know, war brewing with both Russia and China. So now I've got a current war news compendium that I provide a link to. You can go to a lot of serious signs of the time. If you want to really wrap your head around what's going on, you can read that. So I mean, I prefer to believe that what we're about to have is not World War III, but a global frequency shift event that will morph the matrix of the mass mind with a love of life that sparks an Aquarian life of love for a global revolution in higher consciousness. And that evolution from the inside out, you know, frequency shift that affects the DNA and affects the, you know, all the etheric blueprint of the body could naturally neutralize mass fear with mass faith in the ordained power of universal love. That would be another timeline. You know, mankind has free will. Anything is possible. Or maybe it'll be a combination. Perhaps things have to get worse before the great awakening of Aquarian Christ love goes mainstream with enlightened social conscience and our global social networks. That's the victory we need to conceive, believe, and achieve for a global golden age. I mean, in the meantime, though, be aware and prepare. Keep the faith, seed good, make it so. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this compendium, this first compendium, I have a video at the bottom. This was all about this. This video is all about the spirit of loving kindness. And it was just discourse, just heart stream. Just came out October 17th, about a week ago. And it's a discourse through David Christopher Lewis with beloved Kafumi, reassuring us that despite the difficult issues and people around the planet, there is a stream of light and a means by which each of us can maintain a greater connection with God. So, you know, rediscover portals to God is the name of this video. There's some inspired stuff in here, some real gems. I mean, I could, you know, spend more time on that, but I am going to go on to the next compendium. Again, I'll mention that Swedish Pollen Extract is what sponsors the show. This is a free show. And, of course, the blog that I send out, if you want to get on the mailing list, that's free also. But the bottom line is, in a sense, the top line of holistic health, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And Swedish Pollen Extract, you know, nutraceutical grade royal jelly, will build the immune system like no other nutritional supplement on the planet. Again, it's used by in drip IVs by for immunotherapy by oncology doctors worldwide. Holistic doctors have been using the pollen extract in Europe for 50 years as a prophylactic for colds and flu. I'm not going to make any claims there. I'm just saying that they've had a very viable market thing going for many years because the product works for building health and preventing disease. Or, again, that which prevents disease will cure disease in therapeutic levels. So I provide information on what those therapeutic levels can be. You know, how you can take it to, like, I had a fatty tumor on my back. I took this SPX for a couple months. It shriveled up, and I picked it off like a scab on my back. It's gone. I can tell you many stories. I don't make medical claims as a general rule. I just don't make them because, you know, I may say something like, you know, if you were my mother, I'd give it to you, or this is what I would do. But as far as what you do, you know, you have your free will. It's your choice. I'm just saying, I'm providing a limited offer right now, a fresh batch of SPX Royal Jelly just arrived. Supplies are limited. So preppers are limited to one case of 12. Prices are going up. Stock up while you can. Again, preppers are preparing. You know, are you going to be an ant or a, what was that movie with the ant and the, you know, preparing for winter? Anyway, you know, I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, you can, or the ant and the grasshopper. That's right. And grasshopper played away and didn't have any food, and ants stored away their food and they were ready. Grasshopper wasn't. Same old story. There are people that you will see the need to prepare and do it, and others that just deny the need to repair, need to eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow, whatever. Folks, things are serious now. I'm going into the third compendium, which is going to go into it, take it a little deeper level, something everyone can relate to. It's based on the document, what I call the documentary of the year, the real Anthony Fauci. Everyone deserves to know the truth of this reprobate Anthony Fauci. It's called The Real Anthony Fauci Movie, and you can watch that now. It's on the website right at the top. Robert Kennedy, it's, you know, it's based on his book. Most people are aware that pharmaceutically funded mainstream media has convinced millions of people that Dr. Anthony Fauci is some kind of a hero, but he's anything but a hero. I mean, Fauci could be the biggest war criminal in history, as his fingerprints are now all over the biggest genocide, democide scam on history, on record. So he's been colluding with big tech, big pharma, and big government, and it's exposed now. I mean, they pray you never watch this video, but I mean, it's excellent. And within the first 5 minutes, you'll know why Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his blockbuster best-selling book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is now a full-length feature documentary exposing big pharma, big tech, and big government. So during more than a year of painstaking, meticulous research and interviews, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has unearthed shocking truths about collusion, deceit, and manipulation affecting the freedom, health, and safety of our families. And despite censorship, boycotts from bookstores and libraries, and hit pieces against the author, Robert F. Kennedy's Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is a New York Times bestseller with over 1 million copies sold. And now that book is a full-length feature film. All credit to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jeff Hayes. And I provide a link to that movie. And I've got it embedded here. You can watch it if you want. It's embedded right at the top of this compendium. So have at it. It's exceptional. Despite censorship, boycotts from bookstores and libraries, and hit pieces against the author, Robert F. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is a New York Times bestseller with over 1 million copies sold. And now that book is a full-length feature film, as provided here at the top of this page. Again, all credit to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jeff Hayes. So, again, Anthony Fauci, the movie, history's biggest con man. There's a cartoon at the bottom of this article. Safe and effective is not a lie. It's two lies. It's not a lie. It's two lies. It's not safe. It's not effective. So at this point in the compendium, again, this is my third compendium here I'm going into, so I don't want to go too fast. But, you know, note that consistent readers of my newsletter are well aware that just about every segment of this video on Dr. Fauci has been documented with numerous in-depth articles and videos in my compendiums over the last 2 years. I mean, RFK Jr. put it all together in his book. So I've been relentless getting information out on the whole COVID scam, and it has cost me dearly. Not just being abandoned by about half my mailing list, but also the scorn of family and friends who consider me a whack job, tin hat, conspiracy theorists spreading disinformation all over the United States, all over the world. You've got people that have woke up and have tried to wake up their friends and relatives, or just basically blow them off and saying you're a wacko, because that's basically been planted in their minds with the lamestream media positioning, a very sophisticated system that they figure must have been built by people that were, more non-linear than I am. So let's just say there is a huge initiation going on in the collective consciousness right now with people waking up. There is the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law, conventional wisdom in the lamestream media, and then there's the non-linear holistic spirit of the law for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness along more enlightened lines that frame, universal law, cosmic law, Aquarian universal law language of light, of consciousness, light as consciousness. This has been one of my major themes in the shows over the years. So, I've been relentless trying to expose what's been going on over this last couple of years. This cost me dearly, not just being abandoned by about half my mailing list, but also the scorn of family and friends who consider me a whack job, tin hat, conspiracy theorist spreading misinformation. And that just goes with the territory. I mean, it's been exhausting and depressing to conscientiously curate articles and vet videos that expose the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that many of us believed it. So there's a cartoon here, and there are two kids playing a game of, looks like checkers. And the boy is saying, a boy and a girl, and the boy is saying, this game is called Media Fact Checkers. Media Fact Checkers. And the girl says, well, how does it work? And the boy says, I cheat, then tell everyone you're a liar. That's what's going on, folks, with these media fact checkers. So it's been like watching a slow motion train wreck, a horror film like a zombie apocalypse with some of your nearest and dearest family and friends. who can, you know, who just basically just are possessed with virtue signaling pride and masking and vaxxing as if it's a badge of courage. I mean, no one wants to believe that the mainstream media is manipulating the mass mind with half-truths and outright deception. No one wants to believe that. That's why control of the media has always been a major part, you know, major plank of the Communist Manifesto. A confused populace is easier to control. So there's a, again, an infographic here that's got a picture of Karl Marx, and he's saying, quote, accuse your enemy of what you are doing as you are doing it to create confusion. This is Karl Marx, the father of communism. It's kind of like the little boy talking to the little girl in Game of Checkers, Fact Checkers. Game is called Media Fact Checkers, and the girl says, well, how does it work? I cheat and then tell everyone you're a liar. You know, this is Karl Marx. This is it. You know, accuse your enemy of what you're doing, as you are doing it to create confusion. And one of my truth-telling heroes, I got to say, was Robert David Steele. I had him on my show, radio show, many years ago. He was in a wake-up tour around the U.S. during the height of the COVID psyop, as he called it, and apparently got sick on tour, went to a hospital, and while unconscious was given remdesivir respirator protocol, which killed him. You know, the ventilators, the respirators. That protocol has killed about 90% of Americans who also follow this Fauci protocol for all things COVID. I mean, Fauci's got to be one of the biggest mass murderers in U.S. history, if not world history, because of these protocols that, I mean, it turns out that Fauci got a major fraction of the action on these remdesivir profits funded through his NIH by way of the $2.2 trillion coronavirus aid relief and Economic Security CARES Act. That's CARES for Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security CARES Act. And like the unpatriotic Patriot Act that led to rampage the military-industrial complex in the Mideast for years, the CARES Act pivoted from foreign terrorists to domestic terrorism with a giant psychological operation, you know, a PSYOP that made a killing for Big Pharma. So this has followed in the narrative on the website with an infographic that's got all these fingers pointing at a family that's trembling. And these fingers, one of them is the FDA saying no debate, no debate. One finger's pointing from Big Pharma saying, your kids must get the COVID vaccines. Another finger's pointing from the CDC saying it's mandatory. Another finger pointing from the WHO, the World Health Organization, saying obey. And then you got the finger pointing from the National Institute of Health. Take those protocols that we assign and don't take anything that's cheap and inexpensive because we don't, you know, to cure it, like ivermectin or whatever, because we don't, you know, there's no money in that, and if there was a cure for this, then they wouldn't be able to have the emergency status whereby they could basically tell you what to do and make a killing in the process. So good infographic. So back to the Fauci video that I began this piece with. This Fauci video doesn't mention how the WHO, the World Health Organization of the UN, killed millions of Africans by way of hepatitis B1 vaccines that were laced with the AIDS retroviruses by way of the BioWar lab at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Just as the Merck Pharma polio vaccines, you know, after World War II, were laced with cancer retroviruses that came over with German scientists in Operation Paperclip after World War II. I mean, I know this. Most people have no idea. I mean, this, of course, if it was so outrageous, if you published anything about this, the truth-telling last couple of years, you'd get censored. You would get, you know, blacklisted. You know, you would get defamed. You would be made out to be a whacknut conspiracy theorist. So, I know this because in 2001, I was the communications director for Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who documented this pathogenesis in his New York Times bestseller called AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses, which has recently been blacklisted by the pharmaceutical lamestream media. I mean, they want to disappear their crimes against humanity, and they can't use truth telling. They have to create a lie. They have to, you know, be deceptive. They have to, you know, basically go. They've already gone to the dark side of the force, so there's no stopping their strangulation of free speech. Twitter, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, they're all strangling free speech, blacklisting, censoring, you know, the whole cancel culture thing. So one thing I would have liked to have seen in the Fauci movie is how the doctor's vaccine inserts, which list the side effects of the vaccine, how they were never shown to patients who later experienced those adverse reactions, including death. And as the death toll skyrocketed after they started the vaccine campaign, the pharmaceutical vax pushers stopped including those inserts altogether. Neither doctors nor patients had well-informed choice. It was unabashed medical tyranny in violation of Nuremberg international law. I mean, were you ever told the different vaccine batches had much different toxicity and lethality? Turns out they did, like some giant experiment with test animals. I saw an article on that. I think it was from Health Impact News that went into that, the different batches, the different toxicity used in different areas of the country, like a big giant experiment with test animals, the animals being us. So there's another infographic at this point in the content, in the narrative, and there's a little cartoon figure with a sign, like she's giving a slideshow, and it says, "I identify as naturally immune. My pronouns," you know, how they identify, "are they lied." They / lied. Not him, her, his, but they lied. I mean, we're all victims of this global mass murder horror show. Even the unvaxxed have suffered the ostracism of family and friends. Perhaps it is a French general who said it best in a recent letter that had gone viral on social networks worldwide. It was French General Christian Blanchon, age 58. He commanded the 1st Parachute Regiment at Toulouse. He served as an officer in operations in Lebanon, Chad, Central Africa, and Kosovo. And on December 9th, 2022, this highly respected general published a tribute to the unvaccinated, which has gone viral on social media, but is being ignored by the lamestream media. Excerpts from his letter, quote, "Even if I were vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I have ever seen, including from spouses, parents, children, friends, coworkers, and doctors. Shut out from their family Christmas tables, they have never seen anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, they dropped their careers, suffered untold discrimination, denunciations, betrayals, and humiliations, but they carried on. Humans who have been capable of such personal courage and such critical ability undoubtedly embody the best of humanity. They're everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, countries, and opinions. They are of a special kind. These are the soldiers that any army of light would wish to have in their ranks. They're beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the peoples who built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are live by your side. They seem normal, but they are superheroes. It is you who passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not pass. It is you who passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not pass." So that's Christian Blanchon, general of the French Army. And then I go through a bottom line synopsis. There's an African proverb infographic that says, quote, "The sheep will spend its entire life fearing the wolf, only to be eaten by the shepherd." So true. So true. A lot of truth in that. So in my last compendium, Big War Brewing, I explained how the White House, the White Hats, better move fast because the Black Hats are making their move to distract us once again, this time to provide cover for the collapsing COVID narrative. and collapsing U.S. dollar by way of big wars desired by deep state desperados who have turned to censorship because they can't survive the truth. Again, imagine the phone company canceling your service because they didn't like what you and your friends were talking about. That's Facebook. Social media is censoring people. So if you read this far, perhaps you're receptive to a deeper, higher understanding of what this war mania is all about. Actually, it's a form of bipolar disease. You know, the Western hemisphere, the global brain is left brain dominant. That's why Westerners read left to right on a page, with symbols of symbols and words and sentences. Conversely, the Eastern hemisphere, the global brain, is right brain dominant, reading right to left with holistic pictograms that are more intuitive for them, but inscrutably abstract to Westerners. The West is highly invested in maintaining the value of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve standard of currency value. This left brain dominant field of influence is predominantly in North America and Europe. The Eastern hemisphere of the global brain is highly vested in a gold commodities-backed global reserve standard in currency value. This right brain dominant field of influence is predominantly in Asia and the BRICS nations, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and more than 100 other nations. So all conflict comes from mismatched expectations. And this is what's going on. This is the serious issue. You can see that the cause of the global bipolar disease, dis-ease, the West has dominated the currency standard for 70 years. But now the West has anxiety disorder because they have created too much money out of thin air for too long and too fast under Biden. And then, the real cause of inflation, this is the real cause of inflation, as existing dollars are devalued. But that bipolar world of U.S. versus them, us versus them, is ending. A unipolar world of East-West cooperative, co-creative coordination is emerging. There's a video on this. A new gold standard coming online. It's being set up with the quantum financial system in the West. And I go into this a little bit and talk about, the dynamics involved and how for years I've been reading about and reporting on this quantum financial system, the QFS, that's been being prepared to come online for the next economy. This is not to be confused with the great reset agenda of the World Economic Forum, the power elite potentates out of Davos. So are we in for an October surprise before the midterm elections? One thing for sure is that no physical gold standard will work for global telecommerce unless it is backed by the Aquarian gold standard of quantum love for quantum healing, telecare, quantum communications, telecom, and quantum reality, teleconscience. So more TLC, easier and faster for the Aquarian quantum age. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. And again, limited time offer, fresh batch of SPX Royal Jelly just arrived. Supplies are limited, so preppers are limited to one case of 12. Prices going up, stock up while you can. Thanks for listening to the show, folks. Again, see the good, keep the faith, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.